Chapter 14. A Desire to be Human. Over the next 2 decades, Andrew saw many changes in the world. Humans built underground cities on the moon, and many people went to live there. Andrew himself went to the moon to design and manufacture his artificial parts there. He had to adapt them so that they would work in an atmosphere of low gravity. He was in charge of a research team of 20 human scientists. When he wasn't at work, he spent time with the robot population. But he didn't feel like one of them at all. They all treated him with the same respect they gave to humans. Andrew was not one of them, but he was not one of the humans either, and he was very lonely. When Andrew returned to Earth, he visited the law company of Freeman and Martin. The current director of the company was Simon DeLong. He was surprised to see Andrew because he hadn't expected him back so soon.
"We were expecting you to return next week, Mr. Martin. Andrew," he said.
"I became impatient," said Andrew. "On the moon, I gave orders to humans and they obeyed me. The robots also treated me like a human. Why, then, am I not a human?"
"Why is that important, Andrew?" said DeLong. "As you have just explained, you are treated like a human by both robots and humans. Isn't that good enough for you?"
"No, to be treated like a human is not enough for me," said Andrew. "I want to be legally accepted as a human."
"But you are not a human, Andrew," said DeLong.
"How am I not human?" asked Andrew. "I have got the shape of a human, and my body parts are identical to those used by many humans. I have contributed a lot to human culture, literature, and science. What more do you want?"
"Only the world government can legally declare you to be a human, and that will probably never happen," said DeLong sadly. "I don't believe they would do something so revolutionary."
But Andrew was determined.
"Who should I speak to in the government?" he asked.
"To the president of the Science and Technology Committee, perhaps," answered DeLong.
"Can you arrange a meeting between us?" asked Andrew.
"I can, but why do you need me to do it?" said DeLong. "You can do it yourself."
"No, you arrange it," said Andrew firmly. He didn't notice that he was giving an order to a human. He had become used to giving orders, and he never added "sir" at the end of his speech anymore. "I want the president to know that the company of Freeman and Martin are supporting me," Andrew continued. "I have been a client of this company for 170 years. I have also paid you a lot of money. I am asking you to help me now."
"Okay, Andrew, I will do what I can," said DeLong.